Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show. Again, people aren't listening. But you know what? That's very expected, especially Dodger fans. This is about Major League Baseball as a whole. This is not a Padres problem. The Padres can compete with the Dodgers. They do it every year. They spend enough money on payroll where they can go toe-to-toe, and in a sport like baseball, things can happen. It's about the sport as a whole. If you only have a handful of teams that are competitive every year and everybody else is just a farm team, how do you grow the sport? But you know what? If they don't care about that, then I don't want to hear Major League Baseball bitch and moan about how young people don't watch their sport. You know, Frank, like the whole attitude of like, how do people watch our sport? Why don't more people watch our sport? Like, we're important. We're baseball. Well, I don't know. Maybe you fix this massive problem. You make everything competitive. Like, oh, we don't want to do that, though. All right, well, then don't complain.
Exactly right.
Then don't complain. But with people in, like, Major League Baseball, like, trying to find ways to what make people watch, and you know it matters to them because they decided to eliminate a lot of things that people found boring, correct?
Mm-hmm.
They had to put in a pitch clock because people didn't want to watch their sport that long. They had to do a three-batter minimum. They had to do all of it. They had to eliminate the shift. They're putting in all these rules to get people to watch, but they're not addressing the problem of having one team have all the talent. And that's where a lot of other teams that also spend tons of money are upset about this, the way this thing plays out. But again, like, go ahead, Major League Baseball. Continue to go down this path and continue to complain why people don't watch your sport. That's the point of this conversation. The NFL is not like that. The NFL is king. The NFL... every single game in the National Football League. I was just explaining this to my friend. I said, the best time to watch the NFL, the best time, if you have red zone, like this is the best part of Sunday with the NFL, is Sunday at like 12:30 Pacific time. When all the games, now the NFL's got their own problems too, like playing all of the games in the morning is kind of ridiculous. But when you're watching at 12:30, all the morning games in the fourth quarter are coming down to the wire. There's a couple of blowouts mixed in, not a lot. Most of the time it is games coming down to the wire. I don't want to keep bringing up the Giants game from yesterday. I don't want to upset Frank, but the reality is
I don't care,
that was
bro.
A game So, yeah, he doesn't care because, you know, he knows his team's not very good, as we discovered
also,
here.
And again, also can't stay in the NFL.
But what's good about the NFL, our games are coming down to the wire. And the final possessions matter. Now, some of the scores get out of hand, and it happens. You get a bad day as some teams. But the games come down to the wire. You got a team like the Vikings who have Carson Wentz at quarterback losing by 6 to the Eagles. Panthers and Jets are lousy. Panthers win by 7. Broncos and Giants coming down to the wire. Cardinals and Packers. Cardinals have no business competing with the Packers. Packers had to win it late. I mean, you will see that every single week, situations like that. The Bengals, who couldn't score to save their life, who had Joe Flacco at quarterback, go out and beat the Steelers. Some of that's football. Some of it's the fact that the talent is spread out, and you got a lot of pros all over the place, and it's balanced, and it's fun to watch. In Major League Baseball, you don't get that. The sport of baseball gives you every once in a while, but again, a random day in June, nobody really cares. You want to fix baseball? Put in a cap and a floor. Make teams that are greedy and steal money from the revenue sharing and not put it in their roster have to spend, and make teams that have already got massive advantages with local TV contracts have a limit on what they can spend on. It's a simple fix. They won't fix it because both sides are greedy, and we're going to get into a situation where we're not even playing baseball in 2027. And you know what? It would be their own doing. Again, this is the conversation that's being this is happening right now. People are not listening. This is not like upset that the Dodgers in the World Series. This doesn't look like it's going to be great for Major League Baseball if this continues. Let me ask you this, Frank. Is it better for baseball if the World Series goes 7 games or goes 4 games and they're not competitive?
7.
7. This American League Championship Series is competitive. Both teams relatively the same. Is it better or worse for baseball if the NLCS goes 4 games?
It's worse.
It's worse. Maybe the season is too long. That's a good point, Pete. It is kind of long. You make a lot of money in the regular season, though. Don't make as much money in the playoffs. They have to split it and all this other stuff. Players don't really get paid in the playoffs except for a couple bonuses, but not a lot. I don't know. Why don't you make the playoffs more lucrative? I think that would be an idea. That was always the against the college football playoff expanding was like, you know, we can't, I don't know how to make money on this. What do you mean you don't know how to make money on this? What do you mean like regular season games make money? Come on.
And by the way, as far as not having a season in 2027, I believe that's a very, very real possibility that we are going to be full on COVID shows again. We're going to be doing an MLB The Show 27 season.
It. Stop putting that into existence, even though I think that's more likely than us. But we're not starting on time, I will tell you that.
Look at the NHL. The NHL missed an entire season, missed the entire 2004-2005 season. They are still trying to gain popularity back. That was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have not recovered from that lockout. This is of baseball's own doing. They're doing it to themselves, and they will have earned it.
And that's the thing. We're worried about the state of baseball because we like watching Padres baseball. We like enjoying. We like the whole 162. We like the competitive. I mean, we like baseball. But as baseball fans, you have to address that this is not great for baseball. I don't know how anybody would do it. And the whole arrogance from Dave Roberts also about, like, we're ruining baseball. This is great. Well, you know what? It's not great. Yeah. Jordy in the chat goes, how does the salary cap affect the players? I'm seeing on X that Players Association would likely vote against the cap because it would limit how much players will make. Is that true? Technically. I mean, right? If they have a limited amount. The Players Association argues that if there is a cap, therefore, these teams will be less inclined to pay my player more money, like money we think he deserves, because they're trying to make a team competitive. And therefore, it will only limit how many teams are available for that guy's services. Yeah, I guess. But, like, you're playing professional baseball. You're going to be making a lot of money. Add the cap. Add the floor. Make teams have to spend. The NFL has figured it out. And the NHL has figured it out. And the NBA, kind of, has figured it out. There's a lot. These teams will they figure it out. They make a lot of money in a lot of other leagues. The whole, like, it's just a terrible narrative. And again, the players at the top of the Players Association, they will continue to be like, well, this is unfair to the young guys. No, it's not. They don't care about themselves. Let's not pretend that, like, Juan Soto is upset about a salary cap because he's worried about, you know, a rookie on the team. He wants to make $70 to $80 million a year. And that would not be the case with the salary cap because nobody would be able to, they wouldn't be able to afford anything else. But here's the thing with the cap. I don't care what the cap is. I don't care what the cap is. It could be whatever. It would be whatever. I don't care what the cap is. They could make the cap $1 billion for all I care. I don't really care. Just put in a cap and a floor and make them have the same rules. And if teams decide not to pay to the cap, that's on them. I don't care what the cap is. You can extend the cap every year. The NFL does that. Do they not, Frank?
Mm-hmm.
They do that every year.
NHL
they continue
year
to
too.
Increase the cap. Seems fair to me. Make the cap whatever it needs to make so the top player can make the $70, $80 million a year. I mean, they have a cap in the NFL, and guess who's still making $40 million a year? Patrick Mahomes. If anything, with the NFL being the most popular sport, Patrick Mahomes is getting ripped off more than any baseball player. If I'm Patrick Mahomes, I'm like, I'm making $40 million a year. I don't even know what it is now. He's probably making like 60 to 70. But anyway, he's making the amount of money. Who should be getting paid more in the grand scheme of things? Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback on relatively the best team of the last 5 or 6, 7 years in the most popular sport in America, or Juan Soto? Who should be making more money every year? Let me ask that question. It's Mahomes. He's not. Juan Soto's making more money than he is. Who should be making more money? I mean, if anybody has a problem, it's the NFL. The NFL looks around like, what? These guys are like making how much money on the bench? Increase the cap every year. I'm not trying to limit how much players make. I think that's a weak argument by the Players Association. Like, well, it's going to limit how much our guys make. I mean, what is the difference? I mean, at the end of the day, when you start thinking about it from a human standpoint, what is the difference between your lifestyle at $50 million a year and $60 million a year? What's the difference? What's your life difference?
Nothing much.
I know people don't like to bring up that conversation, but like it's come to a level now with money. It's like, what is changing in their lifestyle between $50 to $60 million a year? I know it's an extra $10 million. What is one person doing with that? Is that an extra generation of wealth? It falls on deaf ears with the players, like what the Players Association argument is. This is a league to be competitive.
And I think you can also see how serious the Players Association is about this.
Mm-hmm.
When you have guys like Kyle Tucker who have big money contracts that are opting out, Pete Alonso opting out, Alex Bregman opting out, they want to secure that long-term big money deal before their fight begins for the implementation of a salary cap, because once you have it, they can't take it away. So it's going to go on players who haven't signed contracts yet for to work within the salary cap. So they want that money. They want it now, which I have a feeling is why you're seeing a lot of these big name players. Like, we were so surprised at Alex Bregman. Well, you were so surprised.
I was shocked because that's a stupid amount of money to give up. A player that, like, should Alex Bregman be making more money than Patrick Mahomes?
But do you also want to go into a new salary cap era without that big contract? No, you don't. So you want to get that big long-term deal locked down so this way you're not affected by the implementation of the salary cap.
Here's the other thing. Major League Baseball contracts are fully guaranteed.
Yes.
They're fully guaranteed. Let me ask everybody that like wants to fight for their players right here. They always talk about all the good players, but like it's fully guaranteed. If Major League Baseball had contracts like the NFL, the Padres could have cut Eric Hosmer and not had to pay him. You in favor of that? Oh, all of a sudden you might be in favor of that. Oh, we don't like Eric Hosmer. Yeah, oh, that'd be great. Yeah, we would have eat the money.
Xander.
They could have cut Xander. And only had to pay like whatever it is. They could have cut Xander and not have to pay him the fully guaranteed money. How about that? That's another person that people don't like. It's like, well, we're worried about like the ones that we really do like. We want them to make a lot of money. We don't want guys like Eric Hosmer to make money. I'm just thinking about the grand scheme of things to make things competitive. This is what you have to do. But like, yeah, I agree. It falls on deaf ears, and people get mad at me when I don't support the players fully. And I don't support either side. I think they're both greedy. And I don't like having these conversations because it's a waste of my time. All I know is they're just going to duel it out. But the reality is, and somebody put in the chat, people acting like supporting players in this fight is like supporting blue-collar labor unions. They're still guys with exorbitant amount of wealth. It is. Everybody in baseball is making in the top 1 to 4% of earners in the United States. Even the guys making the league minimum are in the top 1% of earners in the United States. That's why it falls on deaf ears for a lot of fans, where it's like, all right, like your biggest qualm with a salary cap is Juan Soto can't make $70 million. He has to make $40 million.
We're not on the player's side.
I'm not on anybody's side.
We're not on the owner's side. We're on our side.
I'm on Major League Baseball and the sport as itself.
That's our side.
That is the problem. And here's the thing. We talk about the problems that the Dodgers have here as like, this is ridiculous, because we know that eventually people aren't going to tolerate it in Major League Baseball, and then we're going to lead to this lockout and then this entire conversation. That team doing what they've done, which is not illegal, is going to lead to rule changes that are going to lead to lockouts, which is going to lead to people being disinterested in baseball, not us diehards like you in the chat, but the casuals, that is going to lead to the sport regressing. It's all intertwined. And if anybody is actually listening to what we're saying, that's what it is. I think we've gotten that across. Again, this is not a, while they're the Dodgers, we're going to complain about it. If it's any team in baseball, we complain about it. And to be honest with you, as much as I would love to see the Padres win multiple World Series in a row and have all the best players on the team, I would be addressing the fact that it wouldn't be great for baseball if they're the only team doing it. I would. I'd get a couple World Series out of it first before I started bitching about it, but you know what? I would. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. And I agree. There should be a salary floor, too. Floor, ceiling. Make the contracts guaranteed. The players will be fine. The players will be fine. They're going to bitch, argue, and complain about it as much as they can, but you're going to have to start, the owners are going to have to start finding out ways to compensate them on other deals. And again, the signing bonuses don't count towards the cap, correct? In the NFL? I'm pretty sure they don't.
I don't believe so.
And if they do, it's a small percentage. You'll start seeing teams throw out a bunch of money in signing bonuses. But at least everybody will be playing by the same rules. All right, we'll talk about the American League Championship.
Google heard us. Apparently, according to Google AI, so take that for what it's worth. Yes, NFL signing bonuses count against the salary cap, but they are prorated or spread out over the length of the contract, typically up to 5 seasons. This means the total cap hit for the signing bonus is divided evenly across the contract's lifetime.
That's why when guys renegotiate their contracts, they get more guaranteed money mixed in, and they also get more bonuses, so it knocks it off the cap, and then they still get the money that they get paid. Put those in. I don't care. Make it competitive. American League Championship Game 7 tonight. We'll talk about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We come back. I mean, like, a guy like Shohei Ohtani should be making like $70 million a year. He doesn't towards the cap, but he does in general. Like, Patrick Mahomes making $70 million a year makes sense. He's making $50 million a year, at least in cash. He's a $78 million cap hit next year for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's, you know, before they decide to probably rework it. But in terms of cash, he's making $50 million. Who's the, like, to me, the athlete at least should be like, we're talking about the salary caps and stuff. What professional athlete in the United States should be making the most money, Frank? Is it Patrick Mahomes? Like, to me, the best quarterback in the most popular, the most popular league should be having the most money, which means the most important position in the NFL, quarterback should be getting the most money. The best of that group should be getting the most money. Is that Patrick Mahomes? I think relatively in the grand scheme of things, it probably is.
So either him or Josh Allen or
right. He's getting $50 million. I mean, Juan Soto is getting, what is he getting, like $70 million? Something crazy?
No, it's not that much.
Oh, he's getting about 50.
It's 51, and then if the Mets buy out his buyout, it'll be 54 a year.
All right, so like the NFL is different. They rework contracts, everything like that. I like the way that they do things. It's great. It makes everything so competitive.
AC in the chat.
Again, a guy that's not paying attention, dude.
Not
paying attention. Not
to
listening.
A word we've
not
said over the last
listening.
Hour.
Not listening. Thank you for not listening. I can't even say thank you for listening. He's hearing, but he's not listening to anything we're saying. Don't be dull. Don't be a windsock. Listen to what we actually have to say. All right. Let's talk about the ALCS tonight, Frank. American League Championship Series. Six tense games between the Blue Jays and the Mariners. The ALCS comes down to a winner-take-all game 7 in Toronto. Matchup. Dripping with history and pressure for two franchises that have long lived on baseball's emotional edge. Blue Jays are chasing their first World Series appearance since 1993. Mariners are chasing their first World Series appearance ever. Both teams have been pushed to the brink, but for entirely different reasons. Toronto's rotation and defense have carried them to this point. Seattle, built on pitching strength, has been betrayed by it, forcing them to scrap and claw with their bullpen and lineup just to extend the series. Crowd at the Rogers Center will be electric, and both managers know every arm and bat could come into play tonight. All right, let's talk about this a little bit. What is your overall reaction, or should I say preview, of the American League Championship Series, Seattle and Toronto?
I mean, if you look at the final scores, they don't tell you the story of this series.
Don't.
There's only been one close game, and that was game one. But if you look at the intensity that has gone, that you have seen throughout this series, oh my goodness, this has been an unbelievably good series to watch. George Kirby going tonight for Seattle, Shane Bieber for Toronto. This is going to be a very, very good game. And I think Toronto is going to be 100% up for it. The city, I mean. And you would want the sentimental favorite, I think, is Seattle. They really went for it this trade deadline. Again, as you mentioned, this will be their first trip to the World Series. But either way, this is going to be a good game here tonight, no matter who you're rooting for.
Seattle's starting pitching has been a problem. Surprisingly, because they got guys like Logan Gilbert and Luis Castillo, George Kirby, Bryce Miller. Bryce Miller's been the lone bright spot out of the rotation. Two strong outings in the postseason. George Kirby, 18 ERA. Luis Castillo, 11.57 ERA. Logan Gilbert, 7.71 ERA. Mariners' big four haven't lived up to the billing, and Kirby now gets the ball again on short rest, mentally and emotionally after a disastrous earlier start. So he's got to be able to bounce back. Expect the quick hook tonight, I would imagine, for the Seattle pitching staff. Castillo, Miller, Wu, all likely to be available out of the pen, according to MLB.com. That's how things lay out for the rotation for the Seattle Mariners. Now, bullpen depth, Seattle's relief corps, Andres Munoz, Matt Brash, Ryan Stanek have been heavily taxed, but they will have everyone available. Don't be surprised if Andres Munoz is used for multiple innings. He's been Seattle's most trustworthy.
Ryan Stanek.
No, that's not right.
Yeah, no, Stanek's a Met.
Yeah, I was going to say. Andres Munoz, though, for sure. Don't be surprised if Munoz is used for multiple innings. He's been Seattle's most trustworthy late-game weapon. Julio Rodriguez having several big moments this postseason, showing why he's the face of the franchise. Cal Raleigh continuing his power from earlier this year. Mariners are trying to shake decades of frustration, only franchise in MLB history to never reach a World Series. A win tonight changes the perception of the entire organization. I think I might agree with that. As for the Blue Jays, anybody talking about the Vlad Guerrero Jr. postseason he's had?
He's been unbelievable.
He's been great.
He's been worth the contract mm-hmm. he got.
Massive extension of the season set the tone for 2025. He's delivered already a couple of defining hits this series. Had some defining hits against the Yankees, too. If he adds one more tonight, he cements his place as maybe the new face of this new Blue Jays era. George Springer, done a great job as well. It's a tough place to play in the Rogers Center. How do you think the Mariners navigated with their pitching staff tonight?
I think they'll be fine because again, before game five, the road team had won every single game in this series and Seattle had outscored Toronto 13-4 in games one and two. So I think they're going to be fine. It's going to be a raucous atmosphere where they go, but I don't see Seattle playing too much into Toronto being a crazy crowd. I think they'll be just fine. Last night was another case of close game until the end.
Hasn't the road team won most of these games anyway?
Road team won the first four. Yeah. Home team's won the last two.
I like the Mariners in this game tonight.
It was road sweet road.
I want the Mariners to win this game. Even though if the Blue Jays win, it guarantees that a top payroll would win the World Series, which goes back to the point that you have to spend money if you want to win in Major League Baseball. A lot of people don't want to say that.
Kind of going along with what JH619 in the chat just said. I want Cal Raleigh going off tonight, the true American League MVP.
True.
I think knowing the way baseball works and the way baseball writers work, if they don't make the World Series, I think Aaron Judge gets the MVP, which is a crime.
Cal Raleigh should win the MVP.
1,000,000%. Cal Raleigh is the American League MVP.
He is. He's the Braden Soprano Show's American League MVP.
Period. Stop. He is the MVP.
What he could do behind the plate, having to take time to be able to do that. Not only that, but also being able to hit at the level he does, be able to be a catcher behind the dish. I mean, he does it all. And for a team that's never been to the World Series and a team that, you know, has...
As a switch hitter, too.
Right.
Switch hitting catcher doing all this.
We already... Remember when Profar was kind of going through a little bit of a struggle last year or 2 years ago, whatever it was?
I was gonna say, he was hitting the entire second half of the year?
And it was like righty and lefty. He's got to work on everything on the right side and everything on the left side. It's why a lot of... I mean, they even have the conversation of like, this is why players don't try to switch hit as much anymore. Because for everything you do from the right side, you have to do from the left side. Well, Cal Raleigh has to do that from right and left. And, by the way, misses time all the time hitting to catch
Yes, manage a pitching
bullpens
staff.
And manage a pitching staff. Okay, does anybody listen? Voting ends the... We know this. We say for the regular season, Cal Raleigh should win the MVP. Nobody listens. All right, we'll move on.
Brother,
we'll
get sarcasm on. And irony is oh, so dead.
God. I cannot. Sometimes I can't. Sometimes I can't. Padres have an update, or not really an update, but we have an update on the managerial search for the San Diego Padres. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We talked about the ALCS, we talked about what was the NLCS, and we talked about San Diego FC winning the Western Conference. Let's dive into what everybody wants to hear. And that's obviously the latest update on the Padres. Now, it'll be two-part. What? Are you okay? Did some soccer team give up a goal or something?
No. Hold on.
I need to know why Frank had his hands,
yeah,
his
it
head
is.
And
it's,
his hands.
It is the official account of, okay, the El Paso Chihuahuas 37 minutes ago. Who are the El Paso Chihuahuas, the minor league affiliate of?
AAA, the Padres.
Posted, big congrats to former Chihuahua Blake Snell, headed to the World Series.
I mean, he kind of is kind of a former Chihuahua. Is he not?
I mean, okay. when did the Dodgers win? That was what, Friday, right?
Huh?
When did the Dodgers shut them down? Was that Friday?
Was it
Friday or Saturday?
I think it was Friday. There were no MLB games on Saturday. I think it was Friday.
You posted that 3 days after the day they actually clinched him?
I don't know. It wasn't my week to run the El Paso Chihuahuas social media account.
It took you 3 days to congratulate a Dodger.
Yeah.
The Padres AAA affiliate. Congratulations.
I don't know why people thought that rejoin music was bad. Anyway. Let's get back to it. All right, let's talk about the latest update we have on the San Diego Padres in terms of their managerial search. Now, a couple of things with Albert Pujols here. That is the only name we've seen, right, from the Padres?
That is officially being offered an interview? Yes, I believe so.
Yes, or at least conversations or reports about conversations and everything like that.
We've seen candidates' names, potential names, but we have not seen anyone that has had an official interview except for Pujols.
Here's the report from Kevin Acey, and then we're going to get into the other reports that we have seen from social media involving Albert Pujols and other teams. Now, as Kevin Acey put out in an article today, one of the game's biggest names is among the candidates the Padres will interview for their vacant manager position. Team will meet with future Hall of Famer Albert Pujols. Sources said as they seek to replace Mike Schilt, who announced his retirement last week, it is not known when the interview of Pujols will take place. At least this is in the article. I don't know if there's been any reports or tweets about that since. Pujols retired as a player in 2022 after 22 seasons playing for the Cardinals, Angels, and Dodgers, has already interviewed with the Angels and reportedly will interview with the Orioles. 11-time All-Star, 703 career home runs, fourth most in history, has never managed in the major leagues. That scares a lot of people. He managed Leones de Escogido to the Dominican Winter League and Caribbean Series titles earlier this year. So he has managerial experience to an extent. Pujols is scheduled to be the manager for the Dominican Republic in the WBC in March, though that would change if he is hired by a major league team. While Pujols is short on managerial experience, his resume as a player and the respect current players have for him is part of what has drawn the Padres and other teams to vet him as a potential manager. Some of the organization have voiced the opinion that the Padres need to have more of a collective killer instinct and that getting more consistency out of some star players could help achieve that. Padres are also expected to interview pitching coach Ruben Niebla. The team has reportedly shown interest in Nick Hundley, who played catcher for them from 08 to 2014 at the start of the 12-year MLB career. Now, those are the names that we have with the Padres. We did know that Nick Hundley was interviewing for the Giants job, but it happened over the weekend, reported that the Giants were close to signing Tony Vitello to potentially be their head coach, manager. He's a head coach in college. He's a manager in Major League Baseball. That's an interesting one, too. Vitello is getting paid a ton of money to be the head coach at Tennessee. In fact, making more money than most organizations pay their manager at the big league level.
It's almost likely we have that on Sports Thread.
We'll talk more about that in a second. According to reports from Aldin Gonzalez, the Padres will interview Albert Pujols on Wednesday. So we'll see how that goes. So it sounds like they're going to interview Ruben Niebla. They've shown interest in Nick Hundley, and they're going to interview Albert Pujols on Wednesday. We talked a lot about Albert Pujols last week. I think that's a great idea. I think, and again, I'll reiterate this because we talked about it last week, I think when you have the player resume, now, here's the thing. As I get sidetracked by another thought that just popped in my head, I will start this by saying, just because you're a good player doesn't make you a great coach. Just because you're a great player doesn't make you a great coach. A lot of the times there is some disconnect on coaching when you are such a great player because you could physically do things that other humans can't do, and it becomes frustrating when you're trying to coach a human that cannot do the things that you would do. That happens a lot. Now, I don't think that's going to be the case as a manager of an MLB team, but I understand where that is a caveat to the situation. That being said, I think the resume that Albert Pujols has vets him as a manager. I don't care that he doesn't have any MLB Major League Baseball experience. I don't care. All I care about was all I care about is the stars of the team playing at their highest level and respecting the guy that leads that clubhouse as much as a guy like Albert Pujols would. I agree with what a lot of people in the organization, or should I say some, as reported by Kevin Acey, in the Padres need to have more of a collective killer instinct. I think having a guy that has achieved what Albert Pujols has achieved and what was going through the Cardinal way during the heyday of the Cardinal way, and potentially maybe bringing in Yadier Molina to help out. Now, there's no report on that, but we do know that Yadier Molina put on his Instagram account that he was interested in joining and getting back in the dugout, right? And there's no guarantee that Pujols would hire him, right? But to think about those two in particular leading the way for the Padres, I'm in favor for, because I think Albert Pujols is going to get guys like Manny and Fernando and Xander and some of these players that grew up watching Albert Pujols play. I think they're going to get the most out of him. I think he is going to get the most out of those guys. I think you'd go with a safe play like a Ruben Niebla and just continue to roll what you had the last couple of years, and I think they would respect Ruben Niebla, but to me, I think they really respect Albert Pujols, and I think it's different for him not having managerial experience than a guy that you grab from Double A, or a guy like Tony Vitello from, you know, from Tennessee that doesn't have any of the capable, you know, doesn't have the experience of dealing with major league ball players in a sense like that, right? I don't want to see another Jace Tingler hire or an Andy Green hire. Like, you don't want somebody like that. You need either a veteran manager or you need somebody that demands respect. Pujols is a guy that demands respect. Not that he physically is demanding respect, but you respect the guy that has hit 703, as Manny Machado would say, pumps in the shell. Albert Pujols at 703 home runs. The guy was an 11-time All-Star. He has hit the fourth most home runs in Major League Baseball history. You don't think that guy can tell you a couple of things about hitting? He just recently retired in 2022. I think he could be a manager that leads this team to their first World Series. I really do. Because that's the other thing you're hiring. You have to hire somebody to accomplish something that has never been accomplished before. And so the report that the Padres are going to interview Albert Pujols on Wednesday, I think, is good news. Now, Tony Perez in the chat has jumped the gun a little bit. We got the report earlier this morning from Mark Feinsand that Albert Pujols will not be the Angels' next manager, according to sources. The Baltimore Orioles and the Padres remain interested in Pujols. John Heyman was on it early. Sam Blum also reporting that Albert Pujols will not be the manager of the Los Angeles Angels. Now, we'll see what happens, because I think he's interviewing with the Orioles sometime this week too. And just because the Padres are interviewing him doesn't mean they're going to hire him. Remember, they interviewed Joe Girardi, and they've interviewed other, you know, potential managerial candidates. You got to cast a wide net, see what your options are when they're out there. But I like the way that they're pushing this a little bit more, because I'd love to see Albert Pujols managing the Padres. We're going to get to what Eric Grubner said about this in the noon hour. But before we get to that, what's the thread?
You know that group chat? The one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news?
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me!
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com.
Boy. All right, Frank, what do we got today?
Boy, do we have some stuff going on this weekend, especially in college football, which is where we will start.
Number one.
Florida has officially fired Billy Napier on Sunday, a day after an error-filled win against Mississippi State that included more head-scratching calls and offensive lulls like those that mark much of his four-year run with the Gators. Athletic director Scott Strickland made the move following the 23-21 victory that improved the Gators' record to 3-4, but looked as if it was going to be a gut-wrenching loss until defensive tackle Makai Borio picked off a pass with 21 seconds left and the Bulldogs near field goal range. The game-sealing takeaway energized the Swamp, but the home crowd quickly turned on Napier and booed him as they sprinted off the field. Strickland has seen enough and pulled the plug on a run that most of the Florida faithful thought would have lasted longer, thought that it lasted longer than it should have. Do you agree? Should this have happened sooner?
I mean, I guess. He had ample of time to be able to try to turn the Florida program around, right? And so, like, the most recent portion, I mean, Florida football has not been very good in the last handful of years. No. Even though Florida won, it doesn't really, you know, we knew this was coming. Last week, there was a report, right, about Florida was going to fire Billy Napier on Saturday, regardless if he won or lost. They won against the Mississippi State team that has not been good so far in the SEC, and Billy Napier still got fired. I agree with Go Aztecs in the chat. How Mike Norvell flew back to Florida State still surprises a lot of us after that Stanford game, but I think it goes to show that coaching in the SEC is a fool's errand unless you win immediately within your first 3 years, because other teams have been able to do it, which is a rough starting point. I mean, Florida's got to start spending some more money, and we'll see who their new head coach is, but another one bites the dust. The coaching carousel in this offseason is going to be crazy.
Yep, it is. Number two. And we're going to stay in Florida for this one, as Miami Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel said he isn't thinking about his job security even after a 31-6 loss against the Cleveland Browns. A clearly disappointed McDaniel gripped both sides of his lectern as he spoke after the game from Huntington Bank Stadium, where the Dolphins continued their worst start since 2021. When asked whether he feels renewed concern over his job security, McDaniels again said he feels like worrying would be a disservice to the other people inside the organization. How much longer are the Miami Dolphins going to be able to take this?
I don't know. I would have fired him already. They've been awful. He's been awful since the get-go. I mean, he started off strong in Miami. They put some money in the receiving core and, like, offensive weapons for Tua. But, again, they didn't use the offensive line. And, again, it's an offensive-only level team, and their defense just gets shredded on a daily basis. I mean, the Browns just shredded Miami yesterday. That should have been the final nail in the coffin. Getting blown out 31-6 to a Browns team that had been awful all year and traded their quarterback. I mean, come on.
Has not been good for him this year.
Number three.
University of Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello has emerged as the front runner for the San Francisco Giants managerial job, and a resolution on a potential deal is expected within the next 24 to 72 hours. Should the sides agree on a contract, Vitello would become the first manager in Major League Baseball history to jump directly from a college program to the big leagues without experience in a professional organization first. Would this be a good hire for San Francisco?
Vitello, I mean, he's a great coach of Tennessee. He also has the best players.
Yeah, well, you know.
They pay the most out of anybody in college baseball. So I don't know. I don't know how he's going to be like managing guys that are got a ton of money. But you know what? We'll find out if they decide to go that way. We had a report on that. And what did Eric Gruppner say on the morning show? That comes next. Lunchtime hour. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.